Following up on a story CFRC reported on in May, the City of Kingston has announced that it is nearly ready to open 33 new transitional housing units at 315 Queen Mary Road. The former Extendicare building was purchased by the City in 2024 and is now in the final stages of renovation and construction. The space will operate under a shared care model with three pillars, including a primary health care clinic operated by Kingston Community Health Centers, KCHC, a transitional supportive housing program operated by Homebase Housing, HBH, and a community use / programming space operated by Lionhearts Kingston. Once construction is completed in mid-August, Homebase Housing expects to open the 33 transitional housing units for individuals age 55 plus with varying levels of healthcare needs. CFRC spoke with Jane Hartley, Director of Housing and Social Services for the City of Kingston, about the update.
I wonder if you could talk about what it means to be providing those spaces within the city and how it fits into the city's framework regarding housing and homelessness initiatives.
Thank you for the question and happy to be here to speak to these things. It is an exciting time. So Homebase Housing will be welcoming guests into the site, probably starting in mid-August. So we're almost completed construction now and getting all the fit up and those things done. Homebase Housing is an excellent organization to be supporting these efforts. They've been in existence in the City of Kingston since 1987, so many, many years. They support a large range of supportive housing, transitional, emergency shelter, and the demographics, right, from youth up to this site, which will be 55 plus, for individuals with mobility challenges. In terms of it fitting into the mandate, I'm really proud to have this site opening as a shared care model. This is really the first in Kingston. And I would say there is not a lot where you have the co-location of a shared care facility like this, which has transitional housing and has primary health clinic located as well, and then community space. And also with the report that went earlier this month to talk about the health and wellness center that will be located in addition to community space.
On July 7, 2026, City Council approved the incorporation of a new wellness/health center, including a small therapy pool within the community space. Construction of the wellness center was originally considered as part of the city's partnership with the YMCA at the Invista Center, but staff recommended a change in that project scope following further review and consultation with a healthcare consultant. The wellness health center is intended to focus on respiratory rehabilitation, occupational therapy, physiotherapy, and hydrotherapy, amongst a number of services, and staff believes that the relocation to 315 Queen Mary Road will create, quote, synergies with other healthcare services within the property.
It's a really wonderful opportunity. You know, individuals that will be welcomed in are on their journey through the housing continuum. Some, depending on their life situation, will have a number of needs, and this is a 24/7 site that will have support, including PSW support, just life skills, housing search, addictions and mental health support if needed. So every individual will have a different case plan developed for them and help them to determine what's the best course of action for them and with them. There could be individuals that are looking to transition. It could be to long-term care, could be to independent housing. The beauty here is those individuals that do not have access to a primary health care physician will be rostered by Midtown Health, which is wonderful. And just that opportunity for things that we don't even know that might be possible there. So this site, I would argue, is supporting a number of those things that we recognize as needed to help people thrive, move forward, and support them along that journey.
Not only is it removing barriers to care, but it's a very proactive approach. And reading some of the documentation before, the fact that even as people transition out of the space, yes, there will be continued social support and health support.
And that's a big piece as well, because once somebody transitions and moves, that's important because it's that community and that connection that you want to ensure people feel that they know where to go if they're having a challenge or have questions. That needs to be there. That really is a part of the success and our overarching system-wide responsibility as a service manager. It really is around from you know, the emergency homelessness response right through to market. And within that, there's a lot of intersections where it's supporting people that are precariously housed. So there's so many pieces that the city and where we're trying to find opportunities to support individuals. The best, you know, is if somebody's already housed to help them remain housed. But inevitably things happen in people's lives. And this is where Queen Mary Road can support an individual that has specific needs. I'm really excited. Our team, we're really happy to be working with Homebase Housing, Midtown Health, and we'll be starting our community liaison committee up. So there's a lot of positive, great things happening, and really excited to see this added to the opportunities that we're trying to present to individuals that need it across the city and across all the different situations and things that people require and need.
Provincial and federal funding can sometimes be challenging, and changes can come very suddenly. It is nice to see something that is stable and that will be a sustained way of supporting people. You've referenced demographics. Where did the 55 plus age demographic decision come from? Was that the city? Was that home-based housing? Was it just identifying a need within the community?
Yeah, mostly from identifying a need and a continuing need. And also understanding that this demographic, 55 plus, have unique needs and that we're seeing they were being supported, but looking at that there needed to be a site that could holistically incorporate supports for these individuals from kind of a broad race, from people that recently have been experiencing homelessness to ones that have been in shelter right now or precariously housed, couch surfing. Those aren't ideal situations. So when we look back, the time when this concept was being planned was, what was our buy name list looking like? Doing our housing needs assessments, and what was the type of housing that was needed? What was the demographic that would benefit and would need this type of support? And 55 plus was targeted. There was a gap. And also population is aging. We're seeing that. So the population of Kingston. So when you mentioned proactive, it really is trying to see we have shelters that are supporting women. We now have supportive housing sites, Indigenous understanding. So it really was identifying there was a need, and we're stepping up and really interested in supporting that need and coming together with the shared care model with Midtown Health. It just was a perfect recipe, I think, to help people.
The Midtown Kingston Health Home, which had been operating out of a temporary location at 791 Princess Street following the initial delay, relocated to 315 Queen Mary Road in June.
I know it hasn't opened yet, but are there hopes that this could be the start of applying this model elsewhere in the city in future or expanding it in future?
I think really anything is possible. Right now, we are in the midst of developing our 10-year housing and homelessness plan. And part of that is looking at, like we talked about, what the housing needs are, housing need assessments being done. We have gone out and done extensive community engagement to hear from the residents of the city and the county to hear what is the needs, where are their gaps, and then also backing that up with data that we have through our buy name list, our centralized wait list, through census information. And this could be, once this is up and running and seeing the success, do we replicate it? Do we replicate a model that might be similar, but another specific demographic? As a service manager, it's our role to determine what is the need. And then our goal is always looking to support that need, working with the partners that we value. We can't do it alone. And it's those partners that support the work. And I think just touching on your comment about funding to support both the emergency homelessness response and all types of supportive housing transitional demonstrated to be successful in the path forward to help people to move along the continuum. It's expensive. And funding that we have received, while we're grateful to the province for that funding, we have not seen an increase in our provincial funding in, this is, I believe, 3 years. So the municipal contribution, taxpayer dollars, does increase. So we want to ensure that funds are being directed to where there's the most impact. You know, that's a huge part of our role as well.
The city's next official plan has been postponed to June 2027. Do you think that the postponement will allow you to gather more data on this site and perhaps incorporate it into that plan?
I'm not sure. I think that would be something we would talk to those that are in the area working on the official plan. I think any and all information, if it's deferred, there is an opportunity always to see, okay, okay, what additional data can we look for? In terms of timing, we're opening now. So as a city, we're always working with our partners to monitor, track how things are going, outcome focused, what the outcomes are for individuals that do move on. So it really will depend, I think, on what we see over the next 6 months, and just understanding as well, these are individuals. Every individual is different. Every individual's journey is different. So whereas some people may move on a quicker pace, others may need additional support. So it's really helping people that are there with that case plan. They will have a case manager with 24/7 support.
As part of the development of the site, the city is currently accepting applications for a community liaison committee until August 9th, 2026. The committee will ensure continued connection and dialogue between partner agencies and the surrounding community.
Before we go, you did reference that there is a community liaison committee. The deadline for that application is August 9th. Who are you looking for and what might people do on that committee?
If you're not aware, we do have that model running now for our Sydenham Road shelter. We did establish a community liaison committee last fall, and the shelter opened in February of this year. It's been really beneficial. It's been an opportunity for the community to hear from the operator, hear about any issues, talk about challenges that might be arising. In terms of the makeup, it really is that opportunity to bring community members, business members that are in the community, the operator, the city, our district councillors, Cataraqui Conservation, Midtown Health, as well as a seat for whoever is the health and wellness operator. And also Lionhearts. That's the only one I haven't talked about, because Lionhearts is a big part. They will be opening vocational laundry on the site.
A vocational laundry program overseen by Lionhearts is set to begin operations in October 2026, providing participants with practical job skills training. An additional community use and programming space is expected to open in early 2027.
Getting ahead, you know, when you talked about proactive, it's saying understanding, here's how the model works, answering any questions that people may have. We would have that minutes, all the information posted on Get Involved Kingston. And it's that liaison between the program that's operating and the community and the businesses. So if they have questions, they can be posed to the community liaison committee. Information's then available that might not be known on Get Involved Kingston. Because sometimes things come organically, I guess, is what I'm trying to say, is the meetings we've been having monthly for Sydenham Road have been very productive in terms of connecting the shelter operator in that case with the individuals that are part of the community liaison committee and learning about what is available from the city, who can I contact? But it's also a chance, there's any challenge, any issue, anything going on, that's where, you know, the operator can say, okay, help me understand that and explain maybe what's happening. Any misinformation, it can be put forward, addressed, posted on the Get Involved Kingston. It's transparent, reliable information, real time. We see this committee helping to foster communication. So we just want to make sure all the parties that are involved in the shared model are there to answer questions, help support residents, community members, businesses with questions they may have, issues they may have, and support them ongoing as this moves forward.
And as you say, this is new for everyone. And so always wonderful to have an opportunity for people to ask questions, to learn more, and to, as you say, disseminate that information.
For some people, transitional, it's not known. It's not something that they're familiar with. So it's an opportunity to really help people understand that these are the individuals that are being supported there. These are people that are looking to move forward, and this is how we're supporting them to get there. And I think that's a really important part, because it just helps to put out information so that people know, and any unknowns or things that you might not have asked, that we're able to put it online, make it available to all.
Thank you very much for your time today, and really looking forward to seeing this open. And as the site gets up to full speed, as you say, with Lionhearts and with the community space, I think it's a really exciting initiative and one that I think people will be very interested in. So I really appreciate it. Thank you.
No, my pleasure. Happy to be here, and look forward to reporting back and saying all the success and excitement that we see happening there.
Individuals interested in applying for the Community Liaison Committee can find out more by visiting the Get Involved Kingston page at getinvolved.cityofkingston.ca/queen-mary-road-transitional-housing.